to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. I am so excited to talk to you about my new 10-week one-on-one coaching program, Energy, Esteem, and Empowerment. I designed this program for people who feel powerless, who feel like their self-worth has been damaged and continually attract toxic situations and people into their lives, but can't figure out why. And worse, they feel like they can't be who they really are. This is something I've been called to do for a long time based on my own experiences with trauma and abuse and my long journey to heal. In this program, we'll be focusing on uncovering your personal power, cultivating self-esteem and self-love, and doing deep energy work. It's time to remove the mask and let your true voice be heard. To learn more, go to carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. Again, that's carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. You can do this, and I'll be right there with you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to the Divine Breadcrumb.
We are so excited because today we are talking about a topic we've never discussed on the show, color healing. I'm one of those people who loves having color around me, and so does Deb. So when we learned that we can heal with color, needless to say, we were very excited. Today we are talking with Jean Ann Allen, healer extraordinaire. Jean has been doing healing work for over 35 years, and she continues to learn new modalities. Aside from color healing, which we'll get into today, Jean also practices acupuncture, different forms of massage, sound healing, Native American healing, animal communication, crystal healing, and much more. And after college and receiving her degree in music, Jean headed to Los Angeles, determined to be on the stage. But when she got to LA and saw the jealousy and competitiveness going on, she knew that wasn't the life for her. So as we say, she started following the divine breadcrumbs of what interested her. And after getting injured in a yoga class, a friend recommended acupuncture. Well, Jean was hooked, and even though she had always thought she didn't want to go back to school, she went to get her master's degree and started her own practice. But her music degree was about to be dusted off because then she met a man from France who taught her about sound and color frequency healing. Deb and I had a chance to meet Jean prior to this show, and as soon as we entered the Zoom room, Jean was singing and making us laugh. She has the best energy. We could have talked with her for hours, and I'm hoping this will be the first of many conversations with Jean. Lots to get to, maybe even some mini healing readings. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and welcome to all those listeners out there who are interested in a different way of living and enhancing the quality of your life through any means possible. I never thought that I would be doing this kind of work, but it came to me, and it is so simple and so effective that I can't wait to share it with all of you today.
Beautifully said. So before we get into what you're doing now, you had mentioned to us that your dad was a veterinarian and your mother was a nurse, and that you were able to heal animals as a child. So my first question is, how was that received, and did you put your healing abilities on the back burner?
Yes. So I could put my hands on the animals and take their pain away or speed up the healing after a surgery. And I could see in the eyes of the owner of the animal that they were just amazed And my parents didn't know how to frame this. And so they, of course, told me, no, you can't do that. And as an obedient, good little girl of the 1960s, I went, oh, okay. And so I kind of shut that capacity down until I was, you know, trying to discover my true path in life in my 20s. And it didn't take more than a couple classes for it just like sprung open. It was like really instantaneous. And I went, oh, this is fascinating.
So did your parents ever, were they the least bit intrigued by it, or they just absolutely know?
No, they were a no. They were an absolute no. It didn't fit into their profile of play.
Right.
No, they were the parents. They were the authoritarians. I was not the one that was calling the shots. No.
I mean, think about what an amazing veterinary practice. I'm sure he did anyway, but think about how amazing it could have been had he incorporated this as well.
Well, you know, and in his own right, he was a bit of an animal whisperer, and I inherited that from him.
Okay.
And his tour de force was surgery and doing the mechanics of repairing animals that had been damaged, and he just loved it. That was like his happy place. So the concept of healing after a surgery was like, well, they didn't even think about that. Of course, the animal's going to heal after the surgery. And I think that it was all part of the puzzle pieces that led to me being confident to go ahead and follow my truth, follow my path in life. And so I don't blame them for being that they were a product of their generation.
Right.
Yeah. And consciousness evolves as the world is able to embrace it.
Very, very true. Let's fast forward just a little bit. You were practicing acupuncture and you were introduced to color and sound frequency healing. Tell us a little bit about what it is and why you were so drawn to this type of healing.
Well, I found acupuncture to be a very difficult course of study and filled with, we'll call it minutiae and specificities. And I am a double Virgo, which makes me a double perfectionist, which is a good candidate for being an acupuncturist. But I also saw how frustrating it was that it's a slower healing modality than light and color and sound. And so we were trained that you would have the patient come to the clinic 2 to 3 times a week until their ailment was gone. And I went, wow, I live in Los Angeles. Nobody's coming into my clinic 2 to 3 times a week. We're busy. We have things to do. And I was, of course, fascinated by sound healing because my undergraduate degree was in music. And I thought, oh, how is this going to enhance my capacities to heal? And to be able to take the foundation of the physics of sound and music and color and interweave them with my new degree in Chinese medicine and how that works with acupuncture and qigong and hands-on healing, it was like, wow, I have to study this. There's no way I'm not going to put these two together. And I'm so grateful to all of my teachers. As they say, I stand on the shoulders of my ancestors who've gone before me to be able to do the things that I do today. And I am just so humbled and so honored that I have received the opportunity to study as many things as I have, and especially sound and color and light. It's like, whoa, that's like the next frontier.
Yeah. Well, and I think more people have probably heard about sound frequency healing. Can you tell us a little bit more about color healing?
Sure. So in physics, there's a continuum. The fastest energy is light. Obviously, our light comes from the sun. And the sun then refracts through the water droplets of the clouds, giving us the full color spectrum. This rainbow color frequencies actually are energy that's bounced off of the planets in the planetary system. and the energy comes down through the atmosphere, and it's received by our bodies because we are electromagnetic beings. So Heavenly Father, Father Sky, yang energy is electrical. And the earth that we stand on, Mother Earth, Gaia, the female principle, is magnet. It's the largest magnet that we have. And all of our organs, our nervous system, is made from electricity and magnetism. So the colors then tether to the endocrine glands, and the swirling wheel of light that emits from this chakra system, as it's been named by the Hindu, is a powerful energy matrix. You don't have to call it a chakra. It's an intersection. You can see it on all kinds of devices that measure frequency that emanate off of your body. But that color is a speed, and that speed is translated into what we see with our eyes and identify as the colors. But five octaves lower than color is sound. And therein is the Pythagorean theorem and the mathematical foundation for why this is the coolest system ever. And so I sat back and watched all of these sound baths and sound healing styles become popular in the last 8 to 10 years. And I went, bring it. Bring it. The planet needs healing. People need assistance. I embrace all different kinds of growth for people. When the student's ready, the teacher will come. If that's your kind of sound healing, yay for you. My system that I studied with Fabienne Mamont through the Tamado Institute is a very specific, sophisticated, science-based technique that flows from light to color to sound to body. And so because it works so brilliantly, I don't feel the need to embrace other systems of sound. And the light is light, color is color, the body is the body. Now there's different schools of thought of how color is received by the body. And the chakra system is completely different than the Chinese medical Qigong system of five elements. That's also a very powerful color healing system that I employ every single day. And it's I have to assess the patient as to what's going on, as to what are we going to do today? What's going to be most effective today? And I never assume that the thing that's sitting on my shelf is the one thing. It's like, no. In my office, I have the Aura Soma color bottle system. Maybe some of your people out there are familiar with that. Vicki Wall created these colors years ago, and they are from plant and mineral oil and water bases. And each of these color bottles has the capacity to change your life. And she in and of herself is the most fascinating being ever that I've ever heard of. And she was a chiropodist in England. That's a chiropractor podiatrist combo.
Oh.
And she was clairvoyant since she was a little girl. And she could see everything. Her father was a teacher of the Kabbalah, and he fostered her growth and her capacities to be the most metaphysical, mystical, amazing healer ever. And then she got diabetes, went blind, and closed her practice. Spirit woke her up in the middle of the night and said, hey, get up. We want you to make these color bottles. And she went, what? Color bottles? And she went, go away. I'm old. I'm blind. I've healed a million people. Seriously, leave me alone. And apparently, Spirit wasn't satisfied with that response and came back again and again. And again, until several months later, she got up in the middle of the night and did her potions and concocted these bottles of color and created the first 7 bottles in the first night. They aligned with the chakras. She had no clue what these bottles were for, no clue that they aligned with the chakras, didn't know anything about it. And then as the years went by, she would take these bottles to like an expo and in England and set up her little card table, and people would go, "Oh, these are pretty. What are they for?" She goes, "Oh, I haven't the foggiest. Why don't you buy one and tell me what it does for you?" And she was a big woman. She was like 6'3" and a really imposing presence and quite a character, I understand. And then they'd come back the next expo and they'd tell her how their life had transformed. And then she got it, that the world, the consciousness, people, humanity, spirit was ready to grow with color. It was just amazing. And it is, I can only do it in my office, but I also have another system that is draping the bodies in silk fabric that are of specific color frequency to uplift the chi of the patient so that I can accomplish more. And they are, at first I said, "Oh, seriously, you're just going to put silks on people?" That, and I said, "Well, maybe not." And so then I got the teacher to come over to America, and she did two further graduate classes. And I went, "You know what? This system is amazing, and it's amazingly effective. It's also very gentle, and especially for the sensitives that I work with, most of my patients seem to be of a creative sort, a temperament, and whether they're artists, musicians, makeup people, cameramen, dancers, choreographers, composers, actors, those are my peeps here in LA. And so to drape them in silk, oh yeah, they're good with that. And when I get children, drape them in silk, you know, it just really touches them in such a loving manner. And they feel the tickliness of their previously irritable snarkiness melting away into a little ball of happy. And I went, "Yeah, okay, I'm doing the color sheets." And then I went on to study crystal healing. And of course, crystals also embody color frequency, and they can be placed anywhere on the table, on the body, in a grid, on the chakras and the secondary chakras, however the body calls for it. And I may or may not align with the colors. Sometimes the crystals supersede by their little powerful personalities to say, "Pick me." And so I just trust that it's all coming together in accordance with my patient's truth and their highest good.
That makes so much, gosh, this is so fascinating. And it kind of leads me into the next question I had. You know, you practice so many healing modalities and you're able to kind of layer them in different ways to help your clients. So how do you know when you're with a client if they're in need of color healing? And also, would you maybe share an example of how it's helped your clients?
So when I was in graduate school, they had a class in radiesthesia. And my colleagues were like, "What? Radiesthesia? It's the amplification of radio waves. And it can be read by a muscle test or a pendulum, or those metal wires that they douse with for water. All of that is an amplification of something that already exists. Well, they had us each make a pendulum out of a button and a string. And you should see my colleagues. Oh, their eyes are rolling to the back of their heads. It's like, "Oh, I am never doing this." And I'm thinking, well, this is an adventure. They passed around 10 brown paper lunch bags, and each lunch bag they put a substance, like a carrot or a battery or vitamin C or some Comet cleanser. And the bag was crumpled up. You didn't know what was in your bag. You had to hold your bag in one hand and the pendulum in your other hand and ask, "Can I swallow this?" And so the pendulum would move in a clockwise motion for yes and a counterclockwise for no, unless, of course, you're different and your pendulum moves differently, whatever, I won't get into that. Anyway, and so it was 100% accurate. 100% accurate, even for the people who didn't believe in this system. It was like, So what you're doing is amplifying the vibration level. So when I'm selecting which modalities for my people, I scan everything. I go, are we doing color? Oh, is that a yes? Then I can scan for the Orosoma bottles or the color sheets or a guided chakra visualization or a Chinese Qigong organ healing. And then it tells me yes or no. And I ask also, does the body want acupuncture? Does the body want a trauma clearing? Does it want the gongs today? What does it want? So that I'm not throwing too much stuff at somebody all at once. Some people are ready to work on multiple levels at the same time, and other people are more specific of, no, I want this one thing followed by that next thing. Mm. That's all that they can integrate and benefit by in that particular session. So every session's different, everybody's different, and I don't presume that I know until I get in with the patient. So an example of profound color healing is, I would say most commonly, would be a throat chakra blue, a constriction, people unable to find their voice, to speak their truth, to be heard, and have maybe been diminished by another person, that their opinion was negated, and by employing the blue has allowed people to be even more effective in a very difficult scenario, such as a deposition or child custody battles or anything that deals with lawyers, and they haven't been able to speak effectively, they then are empowered to do so.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm feeling this FOMO that I can't just drive over and visit you.
Yeah. I think Carol will be heading to LA once we can travel.
I know.
Absolutely. That's interesting that you brought up the issue of the throat chakra and the voice, because I think that's a really common one for people.
Yeah.
We see that a lot. We've experienced it ourselves. It's a big issue.
Yes, and we are products of an academic society that has you sit still and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are a product of a patriarchal dominated country where women were not encouraged to speak up. And in finding your truth and your effectiveness in this world, you're going to have to get some life skills, which means negotiation and stating what you really require, and to not shying away from stepping into an effective role model that makes you be the answer lady or answer person. You know, that it's up to your own personal growth as to how you find the words that are the best words for in each situation. And if there is something in your etheric fields that is stuck over your blue chakra, we can clear that with color.
That's awesome.
It is.
So on your website, you identify that you're also a medium.
Oh, yes.
Do you often receive communications from the other side while you're working with your patients? And is that how you, is that where the information comes from as to what their treatment should be? And what other kinds of stuff do you get while you're working with your patients?
Well, that was a whole lot of questions.
It was a whole lot,
wasn't
I'm sorry.
It? That's okay. The answer is yes. Yes, I go in and out of trance throughout the day, all day, every day, and I am shown the way. Sometimes I go completely in and allow the person's guides, angels, higher powers to use my body and speak through me. Most of the time I am translating so that I don't have to be fully under and in trance. And if I'm working on somebody's shoulder and their left knee requires immediate assistance, the guides and angels will absolutely go, hey, you over there. And I go, oh, okay. I was grooving on the shoulder. And so then I change courses. And throughout the session, I do continue to monitor and test the pulses and ask the body, are we good here, or do we need to modify our game plan? Because as soon as something has been changed, it can open up the floodgates for an underlying situation to present itself that wasn't at the get-go. And so I have to always be listening and channeling and in sync with the higher forces in order to remain in accuracy and authentic clarity for my people. I'm a conduit. I'm totally a conduit. I don't come in with an agenda. It's like, you show me, we do a full medical intake, but you tell me what is it you want to focus on. I'm going to ask questions, but your body will guide me. Your spirit will not ever drop the ball. It's going to boss me around for this whole hour, which is great, because I defer to the truth. And your body never lies. Your body never, ever, ever lies. It always shows you the way if you would know how to listen. And so it takes us a while to pay attention and listen in a way that's accurate.
Right. And I love that you say you're a conduit, because I think that's the sign of a true healer when you describe yourself that way.
Right.
I've definitely talked to people in my life who have claimed to be healers or whatever they are, but they've kind of put themselves in the quote unquote special category. Like, I have this ability, nobody else does. And I don't think that's true.
Now, I get this asked of me all the time, is that, do you think that you have a special gift, and can everybody be psychic, and could they be as good as you are? And I go, well, that's a loaded question. But yes, everybody does have extra special powers. And if you choose to develop them, then they can be one of your most amazing tools. And could everybody be as effective as I am? Well, I bring probably many, many, many past lives of being a healer to the table. And so we are an integrated bank of wisdom from everything that we've learned in every other reality, lifetime, dimension, whatever words that you're comfortable with. And then you get to have those skills enhanced by the education that you have pursued in this body, in this lifetime. And then you put it out there is your own special package deal. So yeah, everybody can be a healer. Sure you can. And to the extent that you are willing to allow powers far greater than yourself to work through you.
Yes.
Everybody can do it. And what's your intention? What's your clarity? What's your detachment? And what's your freedom to go, let go, let God, absolutely, bring it on. And it's the most profound, amazing miracles happen from the purest of hearts, the most gentle souls, those who've never trained as much as I have. You know, it's just beautiful that you don't have to be a little smarty pants like I am and have all these degrees that I have in order to bring your truth to this planet. Sorry to cry, but yeah. It is so powerful, people. So powerful. Just bring your best thoughts, your best intention, your best to life, and you will receive. You will receive big time.
That's just so beautifully put, Jean. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I think this is a good time, if you're up to it, Jean, to do maybe a short, I don't know if we're calling it a mini healing or mini reading.
It's not so mini, but I'd like to do a healing for all of your people and for you beautiful ladies.
Okay.
And it's not possible for me to abbreviate it. So we're just going to go for it.
Awesome.
You know? Everybody, all the listeners there at home, put yourself in a spotlight as big as the room that you're in. Let this light come from the divine creator. Let it come from the sun down through the clouds, refracting through a prism into the full spectrum, all the colors down through the heavens, the sky, the room that you're in, your body, down through the floor, down to the center of the earth. This is electrical energy. This is yang. Half of your organs and meridian system is yang, and the other half is yin. It comes up from the divine mother, Mother Earth, the Gaia, the female principle. Let this magnetic golden light come up from the core of the earth, blending with the power of the sky, through the mantle, the crust, the floor, your body, the room that you're in, the sky, the heavens, and beyond. Perfect blend of yin and yang, for that's what you are. That's what you're made of. The slowest vibration in the color spectrum is red. Breathe in red through your feet, ankles, calves, thighs, to your tailbone. A swirling wheel of red light emanates from your pubic bone, 6 inches above you, as big as a dinner plate, all the way through you. This is life force, power, strength, and courage. This is the energy that connects you to Mother Earth, your life path, you standing on your own 2 feet, taking a step forward. It's how your material connection to this reality is established. A place to live, food to eat, enough money to have quality of life worth living. Red heals all cellular repair. It's going to travel up through the spine and go to every cell of every tissue wherever it's required. So allow this swirling, whirling wheel of red light to saturate into your pelvis. If you're a female, it's tethered by your ovaries. If you're a male, it's tethered by your prostate and your testes. Healing amazing red energy through your whole pelvis. Now, moving on to orange, feet, ankles, calves, thighs to your lumbar vertebrae. A swirling wheel of orange light is as wide as your hip bones, rising above your waistline. This one is held in place by your adrenals. It saturates your kidneys and your small intestines and your abdominal muscles. This is your power center. This is like if you did martial arts, this is where you kick from. It's the fulcrum of the teeter-totter. This is your sense of self, how people view you, how you view yourself, how you identify. You're constantly growing and changing. You're constantly evolving. So your orange wants to keep up with how it is you grow in this lifetime. Orange is also your creative capacities. Your creativity comes to you and through you from Power Spark Greater. And you put your own special spin on it. It's important that you be you and you give us your best in this incarnation. Then we have your ability to process shock and trauma, stress, pain, and suffering because of the connection with the adrenals. Orange is one of the ways that you can build yourself back up after you've been through a bit of a stress setback. So healing amazing orange energy over your abdomen. And then we have yellow, feet, ankles, calves, thighs, lower abdomen, tummy. This goes over your stomach, solar plexus, liver and gallbladder, spleen, and it's held in place by the pancreas. It's your processing plant. Yellow, 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 yellow. Yellow is the busiest of all the chakras. It digests your food. It works through your emotions. And mentally, it problem solves, strategizes, and comes up with new ideas. On the metaphysical plane, the third chakra is how you manifest, how you call to you people, places, life opportunities, time, space, coordinates. So healing amazing yellow energy over your middle section there. Next, we have green. The textbook says it's apple green. It does tend to be a bit lighter than hunter green. So breathe in some light green, feet, ankles, calves, thighs, lower, tummy, chest. From your collarbone to your diaphragm, a swirling wheel of green light saturates your lungs and heart, your collarbone and breastbone. Yeah, it's going into the thymus, which is right behind your sternum. And this is the circle of life, to give and receive. It's about abundance and love. Your spirit resides in the heart. Your spirit is your truth. Your truth is basically your heart of hearts when you go in and check in If those of you at home wonder why my voice has become halted, it's because I'm transmitting healing to everyone who is listening right now. I'm not just chatting away. I'm actually transmitting chi and life force to all of you through color. You can listen to this over and over again and still benefit by this healing if you'd like to play this recording again. So your spirit is imperative for you to live in your truth and to align with your authentic nature, your morals and values and integrity and what makes you be you, your hopes and dreams and goals. It's a big one. Yeah. Next, we have turquoise. This is an extra credit chakra. This isn't in the main system. But all the people I work with require this. So breathe in turquoise through your feet, ankles, calves, thighs, lower abdomen, tummy, chest. It's an overlay that goes on top of green and blue. Swirly wheel of turquoise light is how you speak to spirit. Spirit is in all things. It's in the plants and animals and the waters and the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the mountains and the crystals and all the way up to the totem animals, to your guides and angels, the ascended ones, the archangels, and the one, the all, the source, the force, the divine creator, the universal life force. Gotta have all of it. Turquoise. There you go. Some people are more facile at communicating on multiple levels than others. Then we have blue, feet, ankles, calf size, lower abdomen, tummy, chest, neck. Bridge of your nose to your collarbone, a swirling wheel of blue light envelops your face and jaw, neck and throat, tethered by your thyroid and parathyroid glands. Whoa, we got some thyroid imbalance out there. Take it, bring it, people, breathe in blue, 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 take it. It's yours, the universal life force. There's no limit to the healing you can receive right this very minute. You have stress, the thyroid takes it for the team. Unfortunately, it's prevalent in our society because we're kind of running on stress fumes right now. So breathe in that blue, everybody, everybody. This is how you express yourself. But I think that you all could use a little blue. Blue, blue, blue. There you go. Oh, much better. And then violet, feet, ankles, calf, size, arm, tummy, chest, neck, head. Base your skull through the pituitary gland. A violet light envelops your eyes and your brain, allowing you to see. You have three forms of vision. You see with your eyes. You use your introspection to look inside, do an inventory. And you use your clairvoyancy, your instincts to look to the future, stay on your path in life, stay in your lane. They all interweave so that you can grow. Violet is the color of personal transformation, growth, evolution, and change. And then we have ultraviolet. It's all the colors in the spectrum, but our eyes see white. Feet, ankles, calves, thighs, lower abdomen, tummy, chest, neck, and head. Half an inch away from the pituitary is the pineal gland, and a beacon of white light shines up and out of the top of your head, 360 degrees, connecting you to powers far greater than yourself. You don't live this life alone. It's not all about you. You are able to tap into amazing higher intelligences in many different formats, and that is through your crown chakra. Next, we have magenta. This is the next extra credit chakra. Magenta, when you shine a light through it, becomes rosy or pink. It's the same color as the gels that they use on stage. So breathe in magenta through your feet, ankles, calves, thighs, lower abdomen, tummy, chest, neck, and head. And this is a backlight. So you will have radiant streams of rosy-hued light emanating from your whole being. Oh, you guys, you just love magenta. Radiant streams of magenta. This is how your guides and angels and guardians communicate with you. It is the frequency of unconditional love. There you go. Bumping you up, unconditional love. You are loved. You are always taken care of by powers far greater. Don't forget that. You're always being shown the way. Ah, much better. And then we have silver. Let's use a ball today. I can do this in many different formats, but breathe in sparkly, shiny silver through your feet, ankles, calf size, lower abdomen, tummy, chest, neck, and head. And a beautiful ball of silver hovers above your head. This is your story. This is your sign-up sheet. This is you asking for all those components that will allow your life to be worth living. And all of your lifetimes can be accessed through silver. and time is simultaneous in quantum physics. So you can tap into any lifetime, any dimension, any reality if you go to silver. Then we have gold. Feet, ankles, calf size, lower abdomen, tummy, chest, neck, and head. A beautiful golden orb hovers over everything. This is your soul group. This is the conglomeration of all of those souls and purposes as to why you're even here. These are the higher intelligence frequencies that are ensuring your success and well-being. Everything that you create, everything that happens to you is for your own growth and evolution. You're being assisted by members of your soul group. When you leave the physical body, you will return to your soul group. Now, here's the healing portion of the program. In your mind's eye, create a giant crane that you might see at a reclamation site with a magnet powerful enough to pick up a car. Rotate the crane, engage a magnet over your entire body, over all the chakra colors that we've just brought up to your awareness. Flip the switch, pull out anything you don't want. Pull out any debris, any negative thinking, any disease process, anywhere that your voice has not been heard, any stuckness, any pain, anything you don't want, anything you don't need, anything that's not yours. Maybe you picked up somebody else's issue, agenda, and problem. Get it off, get it off, get it off. There you go. Excellent. Everything that we just cleared from you, we're going to rotate that crane, disengage a magnet, drop it down onto a conveyor belt. I call forth my amazing ascended guides and healing powers to package it. They will ascend on a rainbow to the sun, whereupon it's destroyed. Gone. And I ask that this healing continue to help everyone for as long as you would benefit by this, for hours, days, weeks, months, or years. I'm ever so humbled to be your guide. Aho Mataquiasi.
That was so cool.
Wow. I actually thank you so much, Jean.
Thank
that
you.
Was amazing. I'm still really buzzy. And I actually had to mute myself when you were going over the throat chakra because I immediately started to cough.
Mm. Well, it's my pleasure to unclog all throat chakras everywhere and empower people to know that your voice is necessary in this world, in this dimension. You must speak up. Whatever that is, maybe it's your art, maybe it's in your business that you work in, maybe it's in your relationship, maybe you want to get involved in a charity or an endeavor that you've held back. That's your throat chakra. You know, we got to hear you, people. Speak
yes.
up.
The part that was the most powerful for me was the magnet part near the end. With the,
yes.
Like literally, I yes. could feel the motion.
Oh yeah,
everything moving. Mm-hmm. That was incredible. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and I love what I do. I have an audience that's interested in hearing about something that might be a little different that they've never considered before, but has extreme validity. And I've been doing this work for 37 years, so I wouldn't continue to do it if there wasn't anything to it. And so I trust that my people who have come to me for all these years are the product of all of this wonderful transformation that we seek, and to make their lives easier and less stressful, and to encourage them to be the best that they can be, all through color and light.
Mm.
Cool.
Yay.
So where can people find you online, Jean?
That would be jeanannallen.com. So there's no E on that, Ann.
Okay.
JeanAnnAllen.com.
And we will put that in our show notes so people can find it quickly.
Super duper. And I'm happy to work with people on the phone, in person, or sometimes I do remote healing in the middle of the night, especially for people who are in hospitals, in a hospice, in a surgery situation. And I have some people who go, no, I just like it when you work on me in absentia. It just feels so good. You just go do it. And I go, okay, whatever you want, but you don't have to be in person to benefit by what I do. And on the phone, I would do real time. I would just be chatting with you just like this and get your feedback on everything.
Oh, amazing.
So, yes.
Well, this was super fun.
This was super fun. And, you know, there's so much we didn't even get to. So we will definitely have to have you back because there's so much other things that you do that are also fascinating.
Yeah.
Great.
So we look forward to that as well.
I'm delighted. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, thanks so much for listening. This was such a fun show. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. As always, you can catch the show on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and now on Amazon Music. If you like the show, drop us a quick note through our website. Let us know. If you have a great idea for a guest or you think that you might make a great guest, please get in touch with us and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Carol, any last thoughts?
Thanks, Jean. This was such a gift.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, everyone. If you love the Divine Breadcrumb podcast and the stories we're sharing, please consider supporting the show by making a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can set up monthly donations or make a one-time donation in any amount you choose. Just go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com and click on the Support TDB tab. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TDB. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/TDB. We're forever grateful for your support.